Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro. We are at the 70th Locarno Film Festival, and today with Anne-Marie Jassir to talk about Wajib, which means duty, and it's in competition. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello, nice to meet you.
So this is your third feature after two movies, Salt of the Sea, and When I Saw You, with already the same actor, Saleh Bakri, here playing with his father. So this is a son and father story. And it's a road movie in Nazareth around an interesting ritual. Can you tell us about this ritual?
Yes, it's about the ritual of, which is a Palestinian tradition, although I'm discovering since I've been in Locarno, it seems to be a Mediterranean tradition because I found other people have the same. But it's a wedding invitation for, you have to be hand, it has to be hand delivered from house to house. It must be personally delivered. So it is Shadi's duty, his wajib, to come back. He lives abroad, he lives in Rome. He has to come back to Nazareth to help his father hand deliver these wedding invitations, because normally it's the men of the family that have to do that, because the sister is getting married. So the whole film takes place in one day with the two of them traveling together and delivering the wedding invitations, and really confronting each other, dealing with their relationship, which has not been so great in the last few years.
Yes, and that's very interesting, because the son actually lives in Italy, so he hasn't seen the father in a long time, and is back to also do his son's duty. How would you describe the journey that they do, the different sort of phases?
Well, I think the journey, I mean, it takes place in one day, as I said, and it's you know, they're the moments of them that are in the car alone together, and this question, like, you know, when was the last time they were together? When was the last time they really spoke to each other? If ever, you know, if they really confronted, I mean, there's a, you know, I think they both have trouble expressing themselves, and Shadi, although he took his mother, the father is divorced, he took his mother's side after the divorce, and he feels he's more like his mother, but in fact, he's very much like his father. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, and when they're not in the car together, they're going from house to house, visiting either family members or friends, or, you know, delivering the invitations. And it's a lot about the public, who you are in public, who you are in your community, or who you show you are. There's a lot of white lies in the film. There's a lot of people saying, you know, the things that they want the community to believe. Mm-hmm. And then who they are when they're alone together, and it's a film built on dialogue, but I think the most important parts of the film are the things that they don't say mm-hmm. to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we come back to that, seeing the city of Nazareth, seeing Palestine this way, because it's a big protagonist. It's Christmas, so we can see that they also will invite some people who have Christmas trees in their house. But it wasn't obvious. You speak about Palestine, but it's not, you know, the main purpose of the movie.
Yeah, Nazareth is a character in a way, the way that the father and son are a character. Nazareth is also a character, and Nazareth, this city, this famous city that we all have heard about. But it's my point of view of Nazareth, and it's you know, I wanted to be a little bit funny about also Christmas in this city that almost celebrates all year round. I mean, you drive in the streets of Nazareth, you see Merry Christmas all year round. There are things, because that's what a lot of tourists come to Nazareth. It's what people, it's the cliche of the place, and sometimes people in a community, they start to play the cliche, because it's become so much a part of their own identity. So I wanted to have fun with that also.
Mm-hmm. So you the theme of leaving and the thing of returning have been present in your cinema. But here, as you said, it's about also, it's very universal, because it's about a son and a father, and it's also about leaving the parents to their own devices once they've done their parental duty. And you know, what is their life, especially if you go and start your own life somewhere else, for instance. So, and that's maybe, I don't know, I'm feeling like this story is also very much about me. I was very touched too by this relationship in a universal point of view, so I liked that the movie has a very universal name.
I'm glad, because I think, you know, it's very specific in a way. If somebody who knows Palestine, they know, I think there are nuances in the film that a Palestinian audience will understand. And then I was happy to see here that it goes much more beyond that, which is what it is, a father and son relationship. It's what we all understand. It's about our crazy families and how sometimes the people that you love so much and that you want to be close to, you can't stand being with. I mean, they make you crazy. Family, it's my personal experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, family makes you crazy. They have a way of getting under your skin, mm-hmm. you know, that no one, in the way that no one else can. And it's this always this push and pull to be, you know, to pull them close to you, but you can't stand them. And it's, you know, it's a lot about the stories. And I think mm-hmm. that is universal. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to see the jokes were understood mm-hmm. here. So I think it goes, I'm happy. I felt that it goes beyond, you know, the audience is wider. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I think when you are specific and I think when you are true to your characters and their lives, it automatically becomes universal. The more specific you are, the more universal a story becomes.
Yes, even the lies you were talking about, because they have these lies that are meant for their community. But, I mean, they lie mostly to protect themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're not. It's not out of maliciousness or anything. It's about protecting. And exactly. I mean, yeah, it's a Mediterranean thing again, I think.
And how important was it, or what did it add to actually have two actors who actually are a father and a son, Mohamed Bakri, the father, and Saleh, whom we already talked about?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Saleh was always in my mind for the role, and he's my collaborator and partner, and he was always Shadi, and Mohamed seemed like the obvious choice, and people kept saying, so Mohamed, I said, no, I don't want to work with Mohamed. Even though he's a fantastic actor, he's somebody who I respect a lot, and I had no doubt that he could do it, and he would do it really well. I thought it's not a good idea because they are father and son. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult for actors. It's difficult to work with somebody that you are so close to, that's you're working with your family. It's hard. It's hard. It was going to be difficult for them. And they would have to be really open to be naked like that. When you're an actor, you have to become naked. And I wasn't sure that they would be able to do that together. Mm-hmm. And so I kept struggling, and I had actually other actors in mind for Abu Shadi, mm-hmm. But I kept thinking of Mohamed, and he's also cliche, like stereotypically, he's not Abu Shadi. He doesn't look like Abu Shadi. He doesn't think like Abu Shadi. He's very far away from the real, you know, the real Mohamed is very far away from Abu Shadi. Mm-hmm. But I thought, you know, I just met him finally, and I said, listen, I want to be honest with you. This is what I'm thinking, and this is why I'm concerned, and this is why I don't think I will cast you. And we had a long, very open talk about it. And then the next day I dreamt about him.
Oh, okay.
And I woke up and I told my producer, it's Mohamed. I dreamt about him. And whenever I dream of an actor, because it's happened twice before, when I dream of somebody, I just cast them because I don't know. I believe in that. I believe it means something. So, uh-huh. And it was, I'm really happy that was it, because it helped. It was very difficult for them, but the fact that they're father and son was really amazing. Magical things happened also on mm-hmm. set because mm-hmm. of that relationship.
Yes, and indeed, I mean, I always say something about texture. Some you can't feel, you can't say, but as you said, some very intense moments when they commune, when they find each other, are usually silent when it's a very spoken movies. And I think that now knowing this, which I didn't know when I saw it, it must have infused in some of the scene which we are not going to talk about because I want people to go see the movie, but I think it's very present.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I'm glad you noticed that.
Mm-hmm. And also of my dad a lot, so you know, yeah. We have things like this.
Yeah, me too.
So anyway, and well, the French public loves you since your first feature, which was in Cannes, and you had the FIPRESI prize. So I'm French myself, and when do you know when the film is coming out in France?
It will come out in France in the first beginning of 2018, and I'm really
around Christmas.
Maybe, but I'm like, France is always so good to us. I mean, the Salt of the Sea was good there, and it's a good audience for us, so looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep bringing us such good movies and you'll be fine. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie Jassir.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
So we were talking about Wajib, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. We're at the 17th Festival of Locarno, and Fred Film Radio is, as always, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.